Oh, if you're going to use it again.
Acacia Mullen has been sewing her own eclectic, retro, modern fashion since she was 9. About a year ago, she got sick of her 9-to-5 and decided to turn her passion into a full-on business. Make It Sew, that is, Make It S-E-W, is Acacia's fabric and sewing studio in downtown Lexington.
I think everybody should know how to sew.
But she knows that retail, especially in a small town, can be tough. So in addition to selling high-quality fabrics and notions, she offers classes. She does alterations. And she's slammed.
I hardly get a day off. I'm busy enough that I know that I'm doing something that this community needs.
Acacia knows that her business can grow, but that takes capital. So she heard about this 8-week business training program put on by the organization Main Street Lexington. Its mission is to enhance and promote the downtown. Similar programs have taken place in Stanton, Waynesboro, and elsewhere. The training program is structured like a business school crash course for local entrepreneurs. Participants had to write a business plan. Acacia's was strong enough that she was selected as one of 8 finalists to compete for $60,000 worth of prize money from the state to grow her business.
I need more space, I need more equipment, and I need to hire somebody to help with all of the people who have alterations.
Wendy Orison was also selected as a finalist. She's a lifelong fitness coach who co-owns a successful yoga and Pilates studio. Her dream is to open a boutique cardio studio in a second location downtown.
There is no high-tech, state-of-the-art spin studio around.
Orison and her 2 partners are vying for $22,000 worth of grant money, half of what it'll take to buy the high-tech bikes and equipment and renovate the space.
We want to show the judges that we've got skin in the game. If we open in the black, we can make it work.
The judges. In order to get their hands on some of that delicious grant money, Acacia, Wendy, and 6 other finalists had to go before a panel of judges from outside the area at a public event called Launch Lex Wednesday night. Each finalist had 3 minutes to convince the judges their business idea was worthy of investment. Here's Acacia before the judges.
After about 5 months in my current location, with classes filling up and new customers daily, Make It So is bursting at the seams.
She asked the judges for $18,000. Wendy rode in on a scooter blowing a whistle. She was joined by her 2 partners.
I'm Wendy Orison.
We are Flex Fitness.
She pitched Flex Fitness as an anchor for the downtown.
You offer something besides retail.
The judges asked each of the contestants some questions, then deliberated behind closed doors. Finally, the winners were announced. Heliotrope Brewery received $20,000. Just Games Gaming Studio got $10,000. Lex Running Shop received $15,000. And Make It So walked away with $15,000. Acacia held up her giant check and sipped a glass of wine.
I'm pumped. I'm so excited. They say it's fake, but it's a big check that says $15,000 on it. I think they believed in what I'm doing and that expanding Make It So right now is good for me and good for the community.
But it's back to the drawing board for Flex Fitness.
We're super surprised. You know, we just think that wellness is so much more important than stuff. I think that they picked 4 good business owners. We don't know if we're going to go forward or not.
Chato Johns was one of the judges. He's founder of the tech company Chato Labs in Harrisonburg. He explained what the judges were looking for.
1, will it open new businesses downtown, new storefronts? And then 2, will it create jobs? There were a lot of good business ideas. Some of them, I wasn't convinced that they would create jobs.
I would have given money to every single contestant that we had because I think they're all incredibly deserving.
Stephanie Wilkinson is executive director of Main Street Lexington, the host of the event.
We all know that retail is really difficult these days. The online world is sucking the life out of a lot of things. And one of the best benefits about being in this program is that they really researched their market and they understood that you can't just be a store anymore. You have to be a store and an experience.
Because as she says, local is everything. Oh, and all these stores have to be open for business or moved into a bigger space by the end of September. Or they have to pay the money back. For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.